On April 19th, the Project for Deeper Understanding held a forum entitled The Era of Megafires. The panel spoke about the importance of evacuation during a wildfire. Assistant Professor of Wildland Resources Darren McAvoy explains.
If there is an evacuation order, when that happens, get out and get out early. Most people who, a large number of people who die in wildfires are those who try to evacuate too late. And if you wait that long, you're better off just sheltering in place a lot of times, because you just can't drive through the smoke, you can't see, you can't breathe, and you get very easily disoriented in that situation.
The county has a new alert system to warn residents of impending danger. Summit County Emergency Preparedness Director Chris Crowley also warned residents to act quickly.
The county has just implemented a new alert system, community alert system, which we actually we were fortunate to merge our dispatch with Park City, so we inherited this system, which it's a public alert system. You can go to right now, if you go to parkcityalerts.org, that allows you to sign up for alerts of all types of hazards, and whenever we have the information, we'll put those alerts out. Fires, of course, are somewhat spontaneous. However, as Darren had mentioned, evacuation is not necessarily spontaneous. You should be very realistic about your ability to get out. And if you think about our ski traffic and how long it takes to get through 224 or 248 during the ski season, think about that on fire. So be realistic about what you can really protect at your home with your garden hose, and what the importance of your family really, really may be.
Park City Fire District Fire Marshal Mike Owens explains how firefighting priorities change if they know civilians are in the area.
We need to be able to fight that fire. And if we have worries, life safety is going to trump any sort of property conservation every time. And if we have to save people, or if we have your cars blocking our way trying to get up to where the fire is, that's going to cause us a lot of problems. Our guys are well trained. They're incredibly well equipped. We're in good shape, but we have to be able to get there. And if we ask you to get out, please, please, please get out.
Summit County Fire Marshal Bryce Boyer explains further how firefighting efforts are halted by people refusing to leave.
When we do these evacuations, it's not just that we're trying to put you out of your homes, but it can also limit the types of resources that we're going to use. If aircraft are needed, if there are civilian or people in those areas, aircraft can't be used. They will not drop buckets, fly with the buckets under the helicopters, or make those drops if there are still people in those communities, if there are still traffic out on those roadways. So part of that evacuation process is it's allowing us to use the tools in our toolbox and the resources, the appropriate resources at the appropriate time.
The forum on April 19th features more information and discussion from the panel. You can find the entire conversation at kpcw.org. For KPCW, I'm David Boyle.